It's Flame Room Coffee Time. Flame Room Coffee and Cedric Adams bring you Stairway to Stardom. Yes, friends, here's that Talent Hunting program starting a brand new year of showcasing the talent of the Northwest. Listen as the McGarvey Coffee Company and Cedric Adams start on a tour of discovery and start more talented hopefuls up the stairway to stardom. Usually, the spirit of the new year is represented as a chubby young man with just a ribbon around his middle. We couldn't find a ribbon long enough, so here's our spirit of 1949 fully clothed Cedric Adams.
Yes, it's a darn good thing, too, Butler. Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, this does mark the beginning of what we hope will be a very successful year of spotlighting the unrecognized talent of the Northwest. That, of course, is the main purpose of this program, to entertain you, but mainly to give an opportunity and a chance of recognition to the talent of our own Northwest, be it amateur, semi-professional, or professional. On this particular program, we hope the talent may be heard by some potential employer, too. And then a week on DeHaven's date helps give the poise that comes from the experience of working with a professional crew. And the same is true of the week at Club Carnival with a name band and other professional acts. And naturally, those professional-sized checks aren't to be sneezed at either. Bob McGarvey also offers a $25 check to the act who gets the most applause from our big auditorium's audience here tonight. So it's our New Year's resolution to make 52 Saturday night opportunities for talented people to be heard and encouraged. Frank, may we meet our first contestant.
Yes, Cedric, here is Luther Mack.
Well, Flame Room Coffee welcomes you, Luther, on our first show of 1948. Where is your home?
About 17 miles south of Redwood Falls.
Do you live on a farm or in a town?
Well, I live out in the country. My father's a minister.
Oh, he's a minister. How many churches does he have?
Well, he takes care of two congregations.
What creed is it, Luther?
Well, it's a Lutheran church.
I guess that from your first name. Yeah. Are you going to follow in your father's footsteps?
Yes, that is my intention.
How old are you now?
I'm 19.
You're studying ministry now?
Yes, I am.
Where?
At Concordia College in St. Paul.
How did you happen to pick the ministry?
Well, my father is a minister, and my oldest brother is a minister, so I thought it would be a good idea that I do the same thing.
Your mother is going to have to listen to a lot of sermons, isn't she? Have you ever preached so far?
No, I haven't. I have 2 years yet to wait for that.
What's your special talent, Luther?
Well, I like to play the harmonica.
What kind do you play?
I have a super chromonica now.
What kind of music do you play?
Well, it's mostly popular music.
What are you playing tonight?
Well, it's one of my own compositions. It really doesn't have a name, but the fellows at school call it the Mack Blues, just to distinguish it from others.
Fine. All right. We start then tonight with a minister-to-be playing the Mack Blues on a harmonica. Okay, Luther.
Thank you. acquaintance be forgot?
Try that just once more, will you, Butler?
Again? Well, yeah. Thank you, Cedric.
Should old acquaintance be forgot?
You know, you haven't sung for a long time, and I just wanted to be sure we were starting the new year on a sour note.
Cedric, I'll never do that to you again. I just happened to think of last night, you know, New Year's Eve.
Well, I know what this leads to, Butler, my boy. Next, you say that you and Mrs. Butler had some friends over, and of course, you topped the evening off with refreshments and McGarvey's Flame Room Coffee.
Why, Cedric, how did you ever guess? Why, sure, we had Flame Room Coffee. That really rich and full of flavor Flame Room Coffee. And you know what? Polly, that's my wife, was as busy as a bee keeping those cups full of good, fragrant, luxurious Flame Room Coffee.
I know what you mean, Mr. Butler, because we have the same experience around our household. Everybody goes for Flame Room Coffee because it is so really rich and full of flavor. So satisfying, so appealing, so really good. You know, more and more people in the Northwest are swinging to Flame Room Coffee, thank goodness. The coffee that is made from the choicest coffees in the world and scientifically blended, roasted, and packed right here in Minneapolis. When you buy Flame Room Coffee, you buy pleasure.
Yes, pleasure by the pound. That's Flame Room Coffee. Buy it, enjoy it always. I'm sure once you try it, you'll always buy it. Get in on the swing of things. The swing to Flame Room Coffee, that is.
And remember, it's really rich. And full of flavor. That's Flame Room Coffee. McGarvey's Flame Room Coffee. Frank, who's our second contestant?
Cedric, here is Helen Markowski.
Well, Flame Room Coffee welcomes you, Helen. And do you mind telling us how old you are?
I'm 22, Cedric.
22. And where is your hometown?
International Falls.
What do you do up in International Falls?
Well, at the present time, Cedric, I'm going to McPhail School of Music here in Minneapolis, and I'm also working for Osby & Anderson Manufacturing Wholesale Jewelers.
Say, that was a long speech you made
it
right there.
It was all in one breath.
What do you do for the jewelers?
I'm a clerk there in the office.
Clerk. What are you studying at McPhail?
I'm studying voice, Cedric. I've had 5 years of it.
Pardon me.
Oh, that's quite all right. I've also had French and Italian, ballet and dramatics.
Well, what a background. You're going to stay on in music then, huh?
Yes, I certainly
will. What do you want to do?
Concert work or opera.
What's your voice?
I'm a lyric soprano, Cedric.
Still single?
Oh, certainly.
No prospects?
Well, let's not ask me that.
All right. What do we hear tonight?
Your eyes have told me so.
All right. Miss Helen Markowski.
I know my lips have never met your lips in sweet caress. Your hand has never touched my hand in thrilling tenderness. You never spoke of love to me. Somehow I know, for love has been
Butler. Have you got another contestant ready?
Yes, Cedric. Here is William Cole.
Well, Flame Room Coffee welcomes Mr. William P. Cole.
Cole, was that it, Mr. Butler? C-O-E?
C-O-E.
Fine. Where are you from, Mr. Cole?
Minneapolis.
And where do you work?
Oh, I'm a lather.
You're a lather?
Yes.
Where did you lath last?
Oh, down to the Star Journal, but you told me it was the Star Tribune, is that right?
Yes, that's right.
Thank you.
Just wanted to get the name in. How long have you been in the lathing business?
Oh, for a couple of years.
Married, are you?
Yes.
For how long?
Oh, kind of recently.
Months or
Six.
Years? Or
Months.
Days? Months. You have a very unusual talent, William, I understand. Tell us a little bit about it, will you?
Oh, it's just a little bit of everything. A little sweet and a little blackface, but I won't bring that in tonight. And Donald Duck and I'll rattle bones.
How did you discover all of this talent?
Oh, I fell in the washing machine and I came out pretty well banged up.
What's the title of what you're going to do, Bill?
Oh, just a little bit of everything.
All right. Mm-hmm. William Cole, the lather. Okay.
Yeah, you know, I, just a minute here, you know, I lost something here. Yeah, I can't get along without this, you know. Yeah, I just got the important telephone call just about half an hour ago, you know. Selmer, you know, he called me up and asked me, you know, say there, he says, Ole. He says, you know what polar bear is? Oh, yeah, I says, sure, you know, polar bear is something that sits up in the North Pole on the ice. By golly, that settled it in again. He says, you know, I just got a letter from a friend of mine up here north, Minnesota. And he said, you know, his old man died. And he just wanted me to come up there and be a polar bear. And I'll be gall darned if I'm going up there and sit in the ice there in my rheumatism and all, you know. You know, I'd like to tell you, know, about the first time I was duck hunting up north, Minnesota, you know. Before we knew it, you know, I was out in the blind there with Axel Johnson, you know, and we were out there and wading around, and pretty soon, you know, we heard and looked around, she was doing all the cracking, and here's a big mallard up there, you know. So Axel, he says, just watch me get this baby, you know. So he went after it, and it went darn thing got away from, you know. Oh, I said, by God, I'll show you how we do it, you know. And so it went by golly, you know, he got away too. So then we said, by golly, we'll do it together, you know. So off it went, you know, and it went
Get another contestant, Mr. Butler?
Yes, Cedric. Meet the Four Flats.
The Four Flats. Well, out of four, who's the spokesman, please?
I am. I'm Chuck Johnson. This is Jim Fall and George Barville and Leslie Nelson.
Where are you boys from?
Minneapolis.
What do you do, all of you?
Well, two of us work, George and Les. And Jim and I go to school. He goes to the university and I go to Minnehaha Academy High School.
What is the age range in your group?
Well, these three boys are 18 and I'm 15.
You're the punk of the group then, huh? How long have you boys been together?
Well, for about 2 months.
Where have you sung?
Well, in different churches and at banquets.
You don't call yourself the Four Flats because that's the way you sing, do you?
Well, we kind of got that when we heard ourselves the first time.
How often do you get together?
Well, about once every week.
Do you have a coach?
Well, Reuben Johnson has coached us.
And where is he from?
First Covenant Church. He's the music director.
What's your tune tonight, boys?
Well, we're going to sing a medley of four spirituals.
All right, the four flats from Minneapolis in a medley.
Oh, the good book says that Cain killed Abel.
Yes, good Lord.
He hit him on the head with a leg of a table.
Yes, good Lord.
Oh, Daniel in the lion's den.
Daniel in the lion's den.
He said unto them colored men.
Said unto them colored men.
Now, what was the subject of that conversation?
Put on your
old gray robe and your golden crown, and be ready when the great day comes.
Oh, Lord, I'm
ready. Indeed, I'm ready. Praise the good Lord, I'll be ready when the great day comes.
Oh, glory, hallelujah.
Ready. Indeed, I'm ready. Praise the good Lord, I'll be ready when the great day comes.
Put on your
old gray robe and your golden crown, and be ready when the great day comes.
Oh, Lord, I'm
ready. Indeed, I'm ready. Praise the good Lord, I'll be ready when the great day comes.
Oh, glory, hallelujah.
Ready. Indeed, I'm ready. Praise the good Lord, I'll be ready when the great day comes.
I'm a trampin', 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 going to make heaven my home, hallelujah. I'm a trampin', 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 going to make heaven my home.
I's never been to heaven, but I's been told, going to make heaven my home, that the streets up there are paved with gold. Going to make heaven my home.
Oh, I'm a trampin', 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 trampin',
going to make heaven my home.
Oh, hallelujah, I'm a
trampin'.
Trampin', trampin', trampin',
going to make heaven my home.
As you travel
along, as you travel along,
on the Jericho Road,
on the Jericho Road,
does the world seem all wrong,
does the world seem all wrong,
and heavy or low,
and heavy or low,
just bring it to Christ,
just bring it to Christ,
your sins all confess,
your sins all confess,
on the Jericho Road,
on the Jericho Road,
your heart he will bless,
your heart he will bless,
on the Jericho Road,
on the Jericho Road,
there's room for just two.
No more and no less.
No more and no less.
Just Jesus and you.
Just Jesus and you.
Each burden he'll bear.
Each burden he'll bear.
Each sorrow he'll share.
Each sorrow he'll share.
There's never a care.
There's never a care.
For Jesus is there.
For Jesus is there.
Get on board, little chillin'. Get on board, little chillin'. Get on board, little chillin'.
There's room for many on board.
The gospel train am comin'. I hear it just on hand. I hear the car wheels turnin' round and rumblin' through the land. Get on
board, little chillin'.
Get on
board, little chillin'.
Get on
board, little chillin'. There's room for many a more.
Get on
board, little chillin'.
Get on
board, little chillin'.
Get on
board, little chillin'. There's room for many a more.
Say, Cedric, I didn't get to tell you the whole story about the New Year's Eve party at our house.
Well, okay, Mr. Butler, I guess we can't stop you now.
You know you can't. You know how it is in every crowd. There's usually one person who always has to be shown, you know, the doubting Thomas type. Well, we got to talking about coffee, and naturally, he just couldn't see how one brand of coffee could be so much different, so much better than another brand. Silly, wasn't he? Well, we did show him. We poured him a cup full of luxurious Flame Room coffee, McGarvey's Flame Room coffee, and his eyes lit up like a Christmas tree. He beamed all over the place and drank more Flame Room coffee than anybody else in the house. "Man, there is a difference," was the way he expressed himself. And then he said, "I'm a Flame Room coffee fan from now on."
You have exciting goings-on in your house on New Year's Eve, don't you, Butler? Well, so ends the saga of how Butler won over another Flame Room coffee customer. We love you for it, frankly. And really, during the past year, actually, thousands of coffee lovers throughout the Northwest have switched to Flame Room coffee. Many of them have written letters saying that they were sorry they hadn't switched to Flame Room sooner, because Flame Room has everything that they expect in a truly good cup of coffee. So, ladies, why don't you join the thousands of new Flame Room coffee fans, those who know through their own experience that there is a difference in coffees.
Yes, always buy Flame Room coffee, McGarvey's Flame Room coffee, and enjoy the difference.
Buy it, enjoy it. Flame Room coffee, the coffee that means pleasure, yes, pleasure by the pound. Well, tonight our guest spotlight is shining its brightest because we have as our special New Year's visitor one of the most popular singing stars of Hollywood, Broadway, and the radio. Donald Novus, who last night opened an engagement at Curly's Theater Cafe, is here to start off the new year with our group tonight. A favorite with audiences from coast to coast, Mr. Novus himself is a veteran of a radio contest that set him on his way to a singing career. Incidentally, he's also a native of Pasadena. He played football out there in the Rose Bowl. How long ago was that, Don?
Oh, it was 100 years ago.
I see. When did you start singing?
I first started singing in 1921. I had to pay my way through high school and college, Cedric, singing, because my father was too poor to send me through college.
That really wasn't your first love either, was it, Donald?
No, I graduated from college in physical education. I wanted to be an athletic instructor, but I was sort of pushed into the singing business, and I still sort of like it, Cedric.
You're going to sing what for us tonight?
Well, it's a song from a picture called A Date with Judy, and I took my two little daughters to this picture, and they enjoyed the song so much that they taught it to me, and it's called It's a Most Unusual Day.
Donald Novus.
It's a most unusual day, throwing my worries away. As an old native-born Californian would say, it's a most unusual day. There's a most unusual sky, not a sign of a cloud drifting by. And if I want to sing, throw my heart in the ring, it's a most unusual day. There are people meeting people, there is sunshine everywhere. There are people greeting people, and a feeling of spring in the air. It's a most unusual time, I keep feeling my temperature climb. If my heart won't behave in the usual way, there is only one thing to say. It's a most unusual, most unusual day. There are people meeting people. There is sunshine everywhere. There are people greeting people, and a feeling of spring in the air. It's a most unusual time, I keep feeling my temperature climb. If my heart won't behave in the usual way, there is only one thing to say. It's a most unusual, most unusual day.
We're very grateful to you, Mr. Novus, for coming over, and a happy 2 weeks to you at Curly's Theater Cafe. Well, say, here's a little New Year's resolution for all of you talented people in the Northwest who haven't as yet been on Stairway to Stardom or the Phillips 66 Talent Parade. Listen, resolved that I will come to WCCO on the earliest Tuesday possible. I'll get to WCCO Tuesday afternoon between 2 and 5 p.m. and take an audition there. That's one resolution that you'll be glad you followed, we're sure. Remember, every Tuesday from 2 to 5. Come on down, you talented people. Well, four contestants tonight have come up to the microphone, and we have three prizes to help them start their new year off. First, let's find out the crowd pleaser for tonight. For $25 in cash, here is the 8-bar stretch with the audience doing the judging. Remember now, audience, pick your favorite act and applaud for just that one. We opened our show tonight with the young man on the harmonica, the minister's son, Mr. Luther Mack. All right, Luther. In the number two position was the songstress with operatic ambitions, Helen Markowski. Helen?
I saw your eyes, your wonderful eyes, with love light and tender
Number three tonight was our comedian, the bones-playing Donald Duck and Lather, William P. Cole. All right, Bill. And the closer for this evening was the Minneapolis Quartet, the Four Flats.
Get on board, little chillin. Get on board, little chillin. Get on board, little chillin. There's room for many of
more. Well, we'll give you the winner, according to our audience applause meter, in just a moment. First, though, we want to give you the act chosen for a week's engagement on the DeHaven date. And I've just been handed a note here in Bob's absence. And the winner for the DeHaven date engagement is Miss Helen Markowski. 1 week on the DeHaven date. Congratulations, Helen. And now the act who will start the new year by spending 25 of Bob McGarvey's dollars is... the Four Flats, the Minneapolis Quartet. Congratulations, boys.
Pleasure by the pound. That's Flame Room Coffee, the coffee more folks are swinging to, the coffee that deserves your support. Remember, ladies, make your home a Flame Room Coffee home. Always serve Flame Room Coffee, and you'll always serve the very best. Yes, support Flame Room Coffee, a Northwest product that does things for folks in the Northwest. Flame Room Coffee is produced by the McGarvey Coffee Company in Minneapolis. Stairway to Stardom is produced for Flame Room Coffee by Bob McKenzie. And this is Frank Butler joining Flame Room Coffee in wishing you and yours a 49 with everything fine. And remember, for a better buy Flame Room.
And this is Cedric Adams saying, go to your grocer the first thing Monday and ask for Flame Room Coffee. The coffee that means pleasure, the coffee that deserves your support. Happy New Year to all of you and good coffee drinking. Flame Room Coffee drinking to you in 1949. Tonight we'll be back at 9 with our Phillips 66 Talent Parade. Until then, so long. ¶¶